Did you know that your strict routines or seamlessly never-ending to-do list could be what's holding you back in your masculine energy and blocking you from entering your feminine energy era? Welcome back to the Creation of Her. Over here, I teach you how to quantum jump and just level up your life so that you can close the gap between who you are now and who you want to be, aka we are creating her. Her is your dream self, and we talk about all things self-improvement here, from finances, money, relationships, routines, feminine energy, leveling up, discipline, organization, life design, everything. If that feels like your vibe and you want to go from lost to aligned in your own life, build your self-concept, be the most confident version of yourself that is finally reaching her full potential, then make sure to follow, subscribe, and stick around so you can hear more from me. So what if I told you that success could actually be effortless and you do not have to get burned out, tire yourself out, and literally just be in this masculine energy that is completely holding you back and making you think that you have to work hard to get anywhere? For years, I thought that grinding and hustling was the only way for me to succeed. That is until I discovered the power of feminine energy, and I still have long ways to go, but just by making the changes that I'm going to talk about in this video can completely shift your life, completely shift you to receiving more without doing as much, to have more fun in the process and not have everything feel like a chore. Actually get closer to where you want to be by enjoying every single part of it. I guess the two most major shifts, or quantum leaps as some would call it, in my career happened when I was the most in my feminine energy. The first time was, I think it was like I was a year into business, or maybe like a year and a half, and this summer I think it was like 1 or 2 summers ago, I was like traveling the whole summer. Like I was just fully enjoying the money that I had made. And I went to Italy. I went to the Dominican Republic. I was also in Miami. And then I think I went to Argentina as well, and maybe another place. I don't remember. But there was 1 month where I literally was only home for one day. And it was between me going from the Dominican Republic to Italy. Like I was traveling, enjoying my life to the fullest that entire month. And that is the first month that I hit five figures in my business. That was my first five-figure month. And I was not home. I probably was not even working that much, but whatever work I was doing, like social media posts and different vlogs and little things here and there, I was just enjoying it. And then I was like leaving work and enjoying my life and just being fully in my feminine energy, going with the flow. Everything was getting done. I was still showing up as much as I could, but more than anything, I was showing up for myself and the enjoyment of life. And it was the first time that I hit five figures. Then the second shift I had was this past summer. There's kind of a theme, because in summer I'm obviously more relaxed, I don't have school, but hopefully that will be my life more long term because we're graduating this year. But anyways, this past summer, I was in such a rut during like the end of the school year with my finances and my career and everything. Like I was just not doing things how they should have been done. I was coming from a very masculine point of view. I was working more than ever, but I was making less than ever. And finally in summer, I just decided to shift things around. I decided to shift my focus, only focus on priorities. And besides showing up for the main priorities in my career and whatever other things I had to do, I was so in my feminine energy. And that opened up a relationship for me that put me further in my feminine energy. Like it was amazing. So I was getting massages every week. I was receiving so much, not only from my relationship but from life, and I was just so in my feminine energy. And that month that I made that shift in summer, I had tripled my income. Like from 1 month to the next, I tripled my income. So that just goes to show that if you like look back at times in your life, hopefully you have some instances, if you really analyze, that you receive more when you are more in your feminine energy, when you are flowing with life, when you are implementing fun, having fun, you will receive more. Things will be easier. Ideas will come to you more naturally. And if you are a woman, especially, stepping into your feminine energy is the way to go about doing things, to getting what you want. So now let me tell you how to do it. Section one is masculine versus feminine energy and how your balance with that being off can make your routines feel off. So most of us are taught to follow masculine structures. I don't know about you, but in school, they gave us an agenda and we had to write out everything, which I mean is a good thing, right? Like we were organized, but a lot of times it was hourly based or just to-do list based. So we were kind of conditioned since a young age and just in general to follow these masculine structures that are very rigid, such as checklists, very rigid schedules, constantly having to do something, like basically taking constant action. If you are somebody who feels guilty when they rest, this is a huge red flag that you are not comfortable in your feminine and you are not comfortable resting. And that is a really big problem, because that is what leads to more productivity ultimately and opens you up to receiving. And masculine ways of doing things are important. Like, you cannot be 100% feminine, especially if there's things you want to achieve. You need at least 20% masculine energy. You need something that is going to give you at least a bit of structure. You know, like me, I like the 3 priorities a day type of thing. So I know that I have at least 1 or 2 hours a day or more or less of deep work where I am getting things done. And for me, that's very important. But if you want to step into your feminine energy, you're going to have to do inner work and heal, and also make sure that your daily actions are aligning to where that you are not feeling guilty when you're resting, because that means you are very much deep into your masculine energy. If you are somebody who feels guilty watching Netflix, which is me calling myself out, because that is something that still is kind of a problem for me. Like, on the days where I'm go, 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 if I'm like, oh, actually, you know what? I want to watch a movie. I will like crawl out of my skin watching that movie because I'm like, I feel like I'm wasting my time. I could be doing something productive when what I really wanted to do is watch the movie. So when that happens, that is like a check for me to check in with myself and be like, where am I being more masculine and how can I step more into my feminine? So if you are new to the whole concept of a masculine and feminine energy, here is a basic breakdown, and it has nothing to do with a male or woman. It's just, why is my light doing that? Whatever. It has nothing to do with male or woman. It's just energy. So the masculine is categorized more as like being structured, having discipline. It's more action oriented and it's very logical. So you kind of get the vibes. Like, kind of how like very masculine men are, which is beautiful for them. But yeah, it's very structured, it's very hard, it's very the opposite of feminine energy. So what feminine energy is, it's more flow. I like to say that it's all about having fun, but it's more flow, it's more intuition, it's listening to your body and your energy in a given day. It's a lot about magnetism and it's a lot about ease. When you are embodying your feminine energy, you can very easily be flexible and go with the flow with how you feel, especially as women with our cycles and everything. We do not feel the same every day. We are on a 28-day cycle versus men who are on a 24-hour cycle. So you are very in tune with how you feel and you structure your day and your actions, your social plans and everything around how you feel and what you can give. You are pouring into yourself. You are having fun. You are allowing yourself to have fun. You are allowing yourself to rest without guilt. In fact, it's such a beautiful and yummy thing to do. And you just have that like light, fun aura, and you are receiving way more. You know when you're in your feminine energy because you are receiving way more and things are just kind of falling into place, if that makes sense. Now, neither feminine or masculine energy is wrong. We need a balance of the both, but obviously a lot of us women, we have this whole era, this whole movement, let's say, of wanting to be more in your feminine energy, because as women, usually that's where we feel more comfortable and where we thrive the best. So if your routine feels off for you, sometimes it's because you're too much in your feminine energy, or I like to say that there's three. There's feminine, masculine, and bum energy. So either you're too much in your feminine or bum energy and you're kind of not doing anything. You feel like you have no direction. You feel like you are way too much go with the flow. That can set us off. And the other times that your routine can feel off and not fulfill you, or you just overall feel burnt out, is when you are too much in your masculine energy and you just feel overdrived, you feel overwhelmed, you feel drained, and you are not moving in a way that feels aligned with your current state. If your routines feel off, it means that we have to realign the energies and find what works for you. Find your balance of the feminine and masculine energy. If you clicked on this video, I'm assuming you're trying to be more in your feminine energy. So we are going to fix your routine and I'm going to give you some tips on how you can do that. Section number 2 is morning flow. How are you going to start your day in your feminine energy? So a traditional morning routine would be more like wake up, grind, and force productivity. That is the traditional morning routine. And a lot of people post videos where their morning routine looks like that. And you might think that that's how you have to be successful or to have purpose or to just feel like you're doing something with your life. And that is not true. But the new way of waking up is waking up as her or your highest self. Instead of in the morning following a strict to-do list or throughout the day, we want to move into living a more flow-based lifestyle with intentional rituals rather than rigid checklists and super long to-do lists. Because feminine energy is all about intuition. It's about pleasure, sensuality, magnetism, not forcing things, and instead attracting them. So in the morning, instead of a strict to-do list and strict 100 bajillion health habits that you must follow a day, you can follow a flow-based morning goddess ritual, which is what my morning routine is called. But basically, let me give you an example of things you can do. So what I do is I wake up and I have my vision board right in front of me. So I wake up, I turn on like my softer light, and I just start looking at my vision board. I start getting into the feels of it. It makes me happy. It sets my day up. And then I also have this meditation that I had made myself. I use ChatGPT to make it. And it's basically my dream, amazing, feminine, luxury day, probably like a year from now, living in a different city. And I just detailed everything in this meditation. It's a visualization meditation. And I go through it and I like visualize my higher self, what she's doing. It's like such a good meditation. But on the days where I don't feel like doing that specific day, I will just close my eyes after looking at my vision board and just start visualizing my highest self, visualizing my dream life, visualizing where I want to be a month from now, a year from now, whatever I choose to do, whatever feels good. That's the whole point. Do what feels good. But I basically just start with visualizing my highest self and the life that I want to live shortly. Then you can go into your daily movement, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be hefty unless you have high energy and that's what you're feeling. When I have a lot of energy, I'm like, let's hit the gym because I love the gym and it's so fun to me. But maybe it's not fun for you, and then that will not put you in your feminine energy as it does for me. You can do yoga, you can do some light stretching, you can do some Pilates. Maybe you have a Pilates class planned with your girls or whatever. Then we can go into some sacred self-care, like doing your skincare routine. I like to do on the days where I'm feeling like I want to give my body a little extra love. I have these like wood lymphatic drainage tools that I do on my stomach and my legs. You can do a face mask. You can do those ice baths if you're feeling it, where you put like ice cubes in a bowl and water and you like dunk your face. It feels so good after. Then I usually tend to read. I've been reading a lot lately, but if I don't feel like reading or I feel like doing extra things, I have a morning routine menu. So the way that I made my morning routine menu is, since I had such a strict masculine to-do list and routine before, I kind of just brain dumped all the things I would love to do. Like in a perfect ideal world, if I had all the time every morning and I could do all the biohacks and all the things that would, or that they say, advance me and make me better and make me more successful, then I just dumped it all on a paper and then I put it into ChatGPT and I said, make a morning routine menu for me. So that way I'm not doing these 20 tasks a day that just leaves you drained in the end. I can just pick and choose whatever I feel like doing in the moment. So a lot of times I will read because I've been liking that recently and it calms me down. Sometimes I journal or I do both. Sometimes I color. Sometimes I make a celery juice and I drink it, whatever. Instead of making things non-negotiables where you have to do it and then your morning routine is now 3 hours and now you're stressed because you don't have time for the rest of your day, make a menu and do whatever you're feeling that day. It's so much more fun and you get to like pick and choose. You have options. You're like living in this abundant world. It's beautiful. Then we go into your breakfast. Please don't skip breakfast unless you have other reasons. I don't know, but make your breakfast into a nourishing meal. Make it into something highly satisfying. Whatever you are feeling that day, ask yourself, what do I really want? What am I really craving? And what's going to make me feel good. So taking your time to make a satisfying and nourishing meal will really help you get into your feminine energy and overall just take care of yourself. You can do some affirmations. Oh my gosh, like the mornings honestly could be the best time for your feminine energy if you let them be. You could even add this little affirmation while you're brushing your teeth on your bathroom mirror or wherever. A little affirmation for the morning is, I move through my day with ease and magnetism. Everything is unfolding perfectly for me. So now we got that out of the way. Leave away the masculine morning routines. Step into a flow-based morning routine where you have an abundance of options of things you can do that make you feel good. And I'm just going to tell you right now, don't twist this into be like, well, I feel like scrolling on TikTok for 3 hours this morning and laying in bed and not doing anything with my life. Baby girl, I believe that would be self-sabotage if you're doing that on a consistent basis. If it's like a Sunday morning, you had a stressful week, you had a busy week, you really genuinely just want to have a super lazy day, scroll in bed on TikTok might not make you feel the best, but it's fine. But consistently, I don't think that's what your body needs. So don't twist it around. This is about doing things that you have the energy for, giving yourself extra self-care when you need it, and just doing things that make you feel good in the moment and will make you feel good after. I also just want to point out that, for example, with things that you're reading, maybe in the morning or anytime throughout the day, you're choosing to listen to a podcast or watch YouTube or whatever the case is, just know that your information diet is so important for your feminine energy as well. If you are scrolling on TikTok and it's just a bunch of negative content, it's a bunch of news that gives you anxiety, it's gonna set you off from your feminine energy. So be very aware of what you are feeding your brain, whether in whatever genre that is, whatever stream of media that is, because that also affects your feminine energy. You want to feed yourself with things that inspire you, things that lead you closer to being your best self and lead you closer to that vision of who you want to be. Chapter 3 is how to have high impact action without quote unquote hustling and literally just getting burnt out. You have to make the shift. There are two shifts that you have to make when it comes to being disciplined, because being disciplined does tie into feminine energy when you're doing it from self-love. If you're doing discipline either from punishment or from I have to get this done, I have to get this done, I will not be successful, I will not be enough if I don't reach this goal or whatever, that's not coming from feminine energy. But being disciplined can really tie in super well into your feminine energy and overall make you feel confident and good about yourself. And when you feel confident, it brings you higher into that energy because you just have a more magnetic aura about you, and magnetism is one of the pillars of feminine energy. So discipline equals confidence equals magnetism equals feminine energy. I really do not like the word have to or need to, and I think that it totally puts you in your masculine energy. So we're gonna start shifting from I have to do this to I feel inspired to do this, because a big thing about feminine energy as well is taking inspired action. And a lot of the times when you have like this random thought come to you, this random inspired action, and you act upon it, that is the thing that brings you the most success, not just you going by the book. So having the mindset shift that instead of forcing yourself to grind, you can just trust and surrender that inspired action leads to quantum leaps, leads to closing that time gap from you achieving what you want to achieve. That will lead you more in your feminine energy and honestly probably get you to your goals way, way faster. The last shift that can be overlooked, but I really want you to absorb this about having discipline in your feminine energy, is asking yourself before you do anything, especially when you're in like that fork in the road, right? For example, if it's like midnight and you're like, should I go eat like 20 Oreos with milk, or will that make me feel bad? And should I just go to sleep? That's like the fork in the road, right? That's the decision that will change a lot for you. When you reach that fork in the road, this is when you ask yourself, is what I'm choosing to do now because I want to feel good now, or because I want to feel good later and permanently? And I heard that from another creator called Alexis, so I'm just gonna accredit that to her. But that will change the game for you, because it will really, first of all, you're communicating with yourself, you are being in tune with yourself, with your emotions, with your intuition, with the decisions you're making, which puts you more into your feminine energy. But also it makes discipline so effortless. If you have the energy to move, but something about you, I don't know, is trying to self-sabotage, or you're like, should I go work out and know that I'll feel good after and have all these crazy endorphins and have so much energy, or should I stay in bed and scroll on TikTok? That's that fork in the road. And you ask yourself, well, if I'm choosing to not go and do my Pilates class that I scheduled, is that me choosing to feel good now, or am I choosing to feel good later, right after the class and permanently? So ask yourself that question when you're at that fork in the road, or even just making really small decisions that you think don't matter. Get comfortable asking that question to yourself. If you want to work in flow, there are some other pillars that are important to be cognizant about. There are some other little factors, little tips that I can give you about working in flow, whether that is your schoolwork, your business, your 9-to-5, you're an employee, whatever the case is, there are different ways that you can work in flow. Number one is trying to make your environment as pleasurable as possible. For example, I'm doing work right now and I try to make my environment as pleasurable as possible for me. I have my favorite tea right here. I am comfortable. Like, this is my favorite place to sit. I am a floor sitter. I'm sitting on the floor. I have my incense burning, which honestly just raises my vibe. It's just the aesthetic of it. I love burning incense. What else do I have? Oh, I did my hair. I freshly washed it, blow dried it. I did my makeup. I'm in a comfortable outfit. My stomach is not like cut off by super tight jeans. I am comfortable, but I feel cute because my makeup is done. I have my jewelry on. So I have made this work environment as pleasurable as I possibly can, or as I could possibly think of right now. Tying into that, for example, if you are somebody who you need to study, or you have computer blocks, or whatever the case is, something that you can, that allows you to work at a cafe or a really cute library or wherever you love to work, go and do that. Schedule in to your calendar, like a work block and you go to your favorite cafe that has your favorite coffee or matcha and just feel the vibes. Have fun with your work. Try to make it as pleasurable as possible. Now, this one is especially if you have a business. Check in with your wealth energy. When you are going to do a task, when you are thinking of ideas or thinking of ways to make new money, and honestly, any decision or thought process that has to do with your business, ask yourself, am I acting from abundance or am I acting from scarcity? For example, I do UGC as another part of my income streams. So if I'm negotiating with a client and they ask me something that is kind of really below my rates, and if I was making a lot more money in that month, I probably would not accept the job. But I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of low on money. Like, I'm scared if I'm gonna make enough money this month. So I just decide to accept the job offer that is way below my rates and will just make me do way more work than what I'm used to getting. Wait, what? Make me do more work for money than I'm, whatever. You understand what I mean. Like, the work is not matching with the usual money that I receive from a UGC job. Okay. So then that's when I would have to ask myself, am I operating from abundance or scarcity? If I'm operating from scarcity and I take the job, I'm telling the universe, I'm scared that I'm not going to receive enough money. I'm in the scarcity frequency vibration. The universe is not going to send more clients my way. But if I keep my standards high and I know that I have a certain rate and I say, hey, this is my rate, I can do maybe 10% below that, but if it's something that you can't do, then I'll have to kindly decline. That is me telling the universe that I am operating on an abundant frequency and I know that more clients are going to come my way, more high paying clients are going to come my way no matter what. The universe is going to give me that. And guess what? It happens every single time. Every time I reject an offer that is just below my rates, that doesn't align with my values, I always get more and more work after. But when I decide to take that low paying job, the universe is like, you know what? Here's another one then. Go ahead and take it. I swear, it works like a charm. So start to recognize if you are working from abundance or scarcity mindset and choose the abundance mindset as much as you possibly can. Another little hack for feminine energy in your work is to engage with high vibe people in whatever it is that you're doing. Especially if you are an entrepreneur, start finding groups of people in your same industry. Start finding just girl groups or whatever kind of groups of people who make more money than you. Start hanging out with people who inspire you to be better and be more creative and just have a better business overall, growing your personal brand, whatever the case is. Just engage with people that are higher than you, that are high vibe, that leave you feeling recharged. And sometimes it's not people. Sometimes it's videos, sometimes it's podcasts, it's books. Just engage with things that will bring you to a higher vibration, especially in correlation with whatever kind of work you're doing. I guess we're just adding in affirmations in every section of this video. So here's an affirmation for success. Money flows to me effortlessly as I follow my joy and share my light with the world. Now, section number flow, since this video is about routines, is your evening flow. How you can relax, receive, and still embody your future self in the evenings. So most people, including my past self, tried to force productivity at night. So we are going to switch that because at night, we've already gone through the whole day. Probably not going to get the best work out of ourselves unless you are more productive at night. Then you have to structure your day around that. But sometimes if you are the kind that is dead tired at nighttime and then you try and like work a lot and then you just end up feeling burnt out and it's just like the worst thing ever, like how I was, we are going to shift from forcing productivity at night to shifting into receiving mode. Everything. If you want to just deep dive into your feminine energy, you want that one day to the next type of shift, which is 100% possible for you. And then from there, you just keep building and building and rewiring your nervous system. You are going to really take the evenings to implement your pleasure-based evening ritual routine. All right, I love when they give real-life examples. I hate when people just like talk and they don't give, like, I need to visualize. I need like something concrete, so I'll tell you what I do. I get home and I recently love evening walks. So right now I don't feel that safe like walking outside in London at night because no, but I feel safe in my gym. So I go on the treadmill and I just put on like whatever YouTube videos I want to watch. For me, YouTube is like one of my pleasure things. It's like watching Netflix for some people. So I will go on the treadmill, have my little walk, I'll watch some YouTube, and then I come back home and there's nothing on my plate. There's no to-dos for me to do. Okay, no, all my non-negotiables I do during the day because I've learned that about myself. I've learned that about my energy levels. So there's nothing for me to do at night except just be with myself. So I will hop into the shower right after my walk because I was probably sweating. And then I really take my time in the shower. There's no rush. When I get out of the shower, I put on my like body oils that I love, or I put on a lotion that I love. No rushing. I'm taking my time with it. I'm feeling it into myself, if you know what I mean. Like, it's just like giving yourself that self-care time. Then I do my skincare routine. I do like some heatless curls or whatever the case is. I just take the time to take care of my body and let myself know that I'm worthy of being taken care of. I also love to journal. So I will journal out my feelings, I'll do scripting, I'll do gratitude, whatever I'm feeling that day. That's the key, whatever I'm feeling that day. I also have a little evening nighttime menu, which you can make your own as well. If there's different things you like to do in like the nighttime, but you can't do them all in one day, you can make a little menu and choose from like what you want to do that night, if any. And then I will usually make myself some tea, and that's it. If I want to keep watching YouTube, I keep watching YouTube. A lot of times though, I try to like turn off my screen, so I will read a book. Then sometimes if I can't fall asleep fast, like I'm not drained from the day, I will like meditate to fall asleep, and that's it. I go to sleep. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing too harsh. I just do what I'm feeling that day and do what I know will like slow me down and prepare me to go to sleep. I also, by the way, a lot of nights I will put on like some soft music if I want to extra romanticize my life. If I'm not making tea, I will make what I call like a shower drink, which is where I drink like a cold drink in the shower that's like boiling hot. I don't know why it's so satisfying, but I will put that drink in a wine glass just to further romanticize my life. I will light candles. I will light my incense, like I said. So for your evening routines, I want you to start romanticizing your life, romanticizing your night. Think of ways that make you feel like you're romanticizing it, whether it's a cute teacup, a cute whatever, making your dinners look really pretty, whether maybe it's a walk at night, like under the moonlight, or I don't know, maybe it's a little nighttime yoga. Does that romanticize your evenings for you? I definitely need my cute pajamas. I know a lot of girls love to wear like booty shorts and really old stained high school t-shirts with holes. Can we stop? Unless for whatever reason that like helps you romanticize your life, I don't know, but that's a non-negotiable for me. I need my cute silk pajamas. Sometimes I started buying these like those little dresses to sleep. Like, it's so girly. I love it, and that helps me romanticize my life. No one is seeing me in my pajamas except for me. I don't care. Like, it's about me at the end of the day. A little movement into your body is really nice for tapping into that energy and slowing down your nights, whether that is putting on lotion and taking the time to put on your body oils and your skincare routine and whatever, or if that is stretching, yoga, etc. Journaling, reading is just such a vibe at night, and ending the night on a good note, like ending in complete trust. So different ways you can do that. For example, obviously I'm going to give you an affirmation. So you can say different affirmations such as, I'm deeply supported by the universe. Everything I desire is flowing to me now. So you can repeat different affirmations if that feels good for you. Or I love to end my night in a meditation or visualization. So if I'm feeling kind of off in my feminine energy or off in my trust with the universe and the things that I'm manifesting my way, I will do a visualization and looking at my vision board again of just setting back the vibe of where I know I'm headed and just trusting that everything is on its way towards me. So that is another really good way to end off your night still in that feminine energy, because maybe something during the day like threw it off, or you just lost touch, and that's fine. That's normal, but we're gonna reset it. Now, section number 5 is kind of a little bonus. I don't know if it's about routines, but it kind of is because they tie into each other, and it's how to effortlessly quantum leap by embodying her right now. There's one thing I've learned recently. It's that it is very, very, very hard to quantum leap as a feminine woman if you are stuck in your masculine energy, because it's so logical, and quantum leaping almost has no logic, but it works and it happens. But if I want a quantum leap and I'm stuck in these masculine routines, which who you are is an accumulation of your days, and if my routines are masculine, then my day is masculine, then I am masculine. So being into like staying stuck in these masculine routines, just it just balls up, and it makes it really hard for you to quantum leap and get your desires faster, basically. Because quantum leaping, if you're unfamiliar with the topic, it's just closing that time gap into what you have now and what you want to get. and just getting it faster by shifting really, really fast. The secret to rapid transformation, the secret to getting those manifestations is you don't wait. You don't have these time constructs of, oh, well, society says that I need to dropship and work my butt off for 6 months until I can see results. We don't give into the time, okay? We don't give into the time that earth and society has set out for us. It's about not waiting, not thinking that you are going to get things after a certain time because that's what everyone says and that's how it's supposed to be. It's you becoming her now. It's you becoming that person now. That person who has that desire, whatever they do every day, however they feel every day, whatever beliefs they have and are running through their head every day, you're implementing it now. So since this is about routines, how can you manipulate your daily routine to support your quantum leaps and support your manifestations, support your success, basically? Number one is you have to eliminate resistance. So dropping the hustle, dropping the perfectionism, and dropping the self-doubt. And that is where it comes in of having a routine of flow. Because when you're in this perfectionism mindset, this hustle mindset, you have this super long to-do list that overwhelms you, totally throws off your vibe, and takes you out of your feminine energy. So that's where the flow-based routines come in, because you are dropping all of the hustle and perfectionism, which is creating resistance and blocking you from quantum leaping and entering in your feminine energy and receiving your manifestations faster. So we're dropping the masculine routines and shifting into feminine routines. Number two is to surround yourself with high vibe environments. So this can be masterminds, mentors, friends that kind of act as mentors, people from your family who have what you want. You can call them weekly on a weekly basis or however much you want. You can talk to them. If you're like not comfortable with reaching out to certain people yet, surround yourself with online mentors, which is things like this, self-help videos like this. Find other creators that really speak to you and that speak to whatever journey it is that you're in. Read books that act as mentorship. Surround yourself with these high vibe things, podcasts, everything, right? Surround yourself with these high vibe things that put you into that next level faster. And overall, it's fast, like the knowledge that they're giving you is fascinating you and getting you excited. So it's naturally getting you on a high vibe as well, which is the beautiful part. Number three, which is hard and seems kind of vague. Well, it's not hard. Let's cancel clear that. Can be hard for some people or it can be simple and it seems kind of vague, but it's feeling the feelings of success now. So you have to act internally as if your dream life is already happening. And I kind of hate when people say that and they're like, but like how though? Because I'm like, but like how? Like what do you mean? Like how do you do that? Let me give you my personal tips. This is why getting into your feminine energy is so important, because when it comes to feeling like who you want to be now, you have to be very cognizant of your thoughts, and you can be very cognizant of your thoughts by slowing down. When we're go, 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 our thoughts are just passing us by. When we slow down a bit, we can listen to what's going on. So when you have a thought that kind of just drops your shoulders, like it kind of just makes you feel like, ugh, like that thought didn't make me feel good, or whatever I just thought of just gave me this weird negative feeling. You're like, okay, I just got this weird feeling. And you're like, wait, what did I just think about? And maybe you thought about everything you have to do today. Okay. So you'd be like, okay, let's say Mia, right? Okay, Mia, you just had a thought of everything you have to do today. It's a stress-evoking thought, made me feel a bit stressed for a second. But instead of saying, oh my gosh, oh, I have so much to do today, I can switch that and I can be like, wait, I have a fun, busy day ahead of me and I'm gonna have so much fun doing all these things that light me up and that bring me closer to my future self. And in the beginning, when you're very aware, it can be almost tiring, like you're mending all of your thoughts, but over time it becomes fun and it helps you shift very quickly, and then it just becomes second nature. It's beautiful. And number four is replacing hustle with trust. It is basically the epitome. Is it epitome a word? Not is it a word, but is it the right word? Whatever. It is the embodiment of I don't chase, I attract. Instead of being so attached to your routines and so attached to how you think it should go and how the step-by-step of how you think you're going to get to that place you want to go, start just trusting that no matter what you do, if you slow down, be in your feminine energy and take your inspired action, open yourself up to receiving, what you want is going to come anyways, and you have to trust that. Let me ask you a question. What if for just 2 months you ditched all the masculine stuff? You ditched all the long to-do lists. You threw away your to-do lists. You just brain dumped, organized your brain dump to-do list into important to-do later fluff, and nice to do. Okay. And then you just pick three priorities every day. What if you did that? What if you lived as feminine as you possibly could? You woke up every day and you were like, okay, I have some little structure I want to do. I know I want to get these things done. I know it makes me feel good to work out, eat healthy. So I'm going to do that. But what do I really feel like doing today? Like, you just lived as feminine as you possibly could for 2 months. And for those of you who are stuck in your masculine, it could be scary because it's like, well, what if I don't stick to my structure and then I don't reach my goals and then I don't get this done and then I become a bum and then I'm homeless and then whatever. Okay, I hear you. I hear you because I was there too. But what if you just ditch it for 2 months? What's the worst that could happen? What if you replace that hustle with trust and trusted that by shifting into your feminine energy as a woman, it is the cheat code to getting everything you want so much faster? I don't know, try it. If you're willing to do it, if you're willing to surrender, if you are willing to just see what happens, you know that nothing that bad is really going to happen. You have people you can fall back on, you have a support system, you have a plan B. Just try it for 2 months. What's the worst that can happen? Just try it. Let me give you some magnetism success mantras or affirmation. Number one, I don't chase, I attract. What belongs to me simply finds me. Number two, success is easy for me. My work flows, my income grows, and my life feels beautiful. So let's recap. Okay, let's recap the key points. So to shift into your feminine energy and quantum leap your success, you have to focus on the flow, ditch those masculine, super long, overwhelming to-do lists that are holding you back and blocking your energy. Focus on that flow, focus on daily pleasure, and focus on embodying who you want to be via your thoughts and doing that internal work. And do more research on feminine energy. Click the recommended video after this. I'm not sure what it is. Hopefully it's like aligned with this, but do more research, watch more videos, really get to know what it means to be feminine, really get to hear the success stories of other women who have quantum leaped, who have gotten everything they wanted by shifting into their feminine energy, and make this normal for you. And a little question I have for you, feel free to comment on this video if you're watching on YouTube, or DM me, my socials are below, say it out loud, whatever. I really want to hear it though. So let me know, which part of this routine, of your new little feminine routine, are you excited to try first? What thing are you going to do today or tomorrow? Maybe it's something that you never allow yourself to do every day. What are you going to do that is making you the most excited? Whether it's making a really beautiful, nourishing breakfast, whether it's taking the time to make yourself a bubble bath, whether it's waking up and not having to do this really strict routine that you've set for yourself. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this helped. I hope that you get something out of this video and you can finally shift from masculine to feminine. And if you think that this video can help somebody that you know, please feel free to share it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.